top, we got voters co-signing Kanye West's second presidential ad. Kanye West has dropped the second video for his campaign to become president of the United States. On July 4th, he announced that he would be challenging Trump and former VP Joe Biden. This is despite the fact that he is not aware, apparently. He has no chance of winning. Kanye managed to get his name on the ballots of dozens of states, but because he missed the deadline for the other 38 states, unfortunately, there is literally no way he would be able to get enough votes.
That's what's keeping him from becoming president. The fact that he didn't get on enough ballots.
That's the only thing. That's it. If he was on all 50 states, 100% Kanye West, 2020, baby, he'd be in there.
From what I've seen of the pictures of the ballots that people have posted, I'm only seeing him listed as a vice president under someone else.
Oh, the plot thickens.
I have not seen it where it's Kanye Amari West for president. I'm only seeing him listed as vice president, and also he hasn't mentioned a running mate.
You don't need running mates. B. Kanye running streets on his own.
I believe Rhyme Fest and possibly Consequence may have.
That would be incredible. I'm 100%
they may
on board
have
on
other
that.
Words as to whether or not Kanye needs a running partner.
Let's do that. Kanye West, John Legend. It's going to be the greatest track ever.
No, I don't think so. I mean, is he running for president of the year 2000? Maybe then. But not in 2020.
Hey, I'm rooting for him. This is genuinely like the biggest test of like ruin for everybody black right here. This is it. Like,
okay, there's a problem with rooting for everybody black.
Yeah, this is pushing it to that limit.
Hey, I look, you know, I love my people. Do all of us need to be? I root for us in that. I hope that we're all healthy and happy and not hurting anyone else.
Amen.
So for Kanye, I want him to be healthy and happy. And I don't feel like running for president when you may not be fully healthy is something that's going to make him happy.
That's fair.
And so my problem is I always want everybody to just sit down for a hot second. You know what I mean? I feel like everybody's just ripping and running and reaching for shit and just going as fast as they can. And I'm hustling. And I just want everybody to sit the fuck down for like 5 minutes and breathe deeply and think about what are you doing? What are you doing? And
so
then let's get up and run with purpose.
I feel like this is where I was at with Kanye. I would 100% vote for Kanye if it was like 30 days. Like, I think Kanye for president for like a month, I think he would do some things. Cause that's about as long as he seems to focus, right? Like, you'll have, you know. Like, yo, you tell Kanye to design some crazy sneakers, he got you. But there's no way he's like spending 4 years on any project. He puts out an album every year, right? He goes on tour for 9 months, works on the studio for another 3 to 4 months. I want highly focused, short time frame Kanye to be president.
Okay, so then is his running mate just whoever we want after those 30 days?
Yeah, and that's why John Legend is perfect. You know, John Legend could definitely do that.
Okay, I did not see that vision playing out that way. I respect it now.
I respect it now
as long as we get somebody to come in and actually take care of things. Sure.
Yeah, this has been thought out.
In this fictional world where anyone would allow Kanye to be president.
We all got dreams. We're going to make it happen.
We do. Absolutely. We do.
Let's do it.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, I mean, he's making ads. Also, what album is he promoting right now? I feel like he only runs for president when he's got an album to promote.
I haven't seen anything dropping like lately that made sense. I was in the same boat. I was thinking like, oh, this is going to be, you know, to plug a new project. But he did the Jesus is King last. After that, I haven't heard of something that's coming out during the presidential cycle. Maybe I'm off on that. You know, admittedly, most of the Kanye news that I get of late has nothing to do with music anymore. It's like, he took over a billboard for a Gap ad or something like that.
He's building geometric domes in what state is he in? Is he in Wyoming?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's amazing. Yo.
So yeah, he's building houses there, and you know, domes and whatnot. So I mean, I don't know. I mean, part of me is like, I guess this is fun, but also he already did this. Like, I am moving into the level of auntie dumb where I am really just like, nigga, sit down. Just, boy, we really going through a thing right now, and we don't really have time to entertain you. You know, when your kid is like mama, and just pulling at your skirt while you are trying to return an item, you know, like at Macy's or something. And you just got to say, grown folk talking right now. And then, you know, like any other little kid who's done that, Kanye would go hide underneath a rack of dresses somewhere and pout until it's time to go home. So that's kind of how it feels. That's how I feel towards it right now. So I am losing patience with some of his schemes and capers.
That's fair.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, he did get everyone to wear sweats to work, so.
It's a saying, you know.
I mean, I guess that's good.
He gave us Yeezus, all right? He got some mistakes he can make with me. You know? I'm going to give him one stupid thing per album I like. And I got like 7 of his albums that I'm really impressed by. So okay. I feel like he's done like 3 really ignorant things that I'm like, all right, that was too far. But damn, you got 7 classics. So I'm gonna let 7 things slide. You 3 in so far, Kanye. All right.
So he's got 4 more times.
You still got 4 more times you can mess up, but you know. I'm watching.
Oh, jeez. Well, you were grading him with quite a curve. And he should thank you for that.
Oh man. In other news, did Drake unfollow T.I. for rapping about the urinating incident? You heard about this? This was
truly news to me.
Yeah, right. I was in the same boat. I was reading the article and I was like, hold up, this headline is like skipping over something major here. Yeah. It appears Meek Mill was telling the truth when he revealed that an associate of T.I. urinated on Drake in 2010. The bizarre story first came to light on Meek's Wanna Know diss record from 2015, when Drake and Meek were feuding. And to quote him, he said, "You let Tip, homie, piss on you in a movie theater. We ain't forget," quote unquote, from Meek. That's the line right there. And T.I. confirmed it on We Did It Big when he rapped "So Drunk in L.A. Ended Up Pissing on Drake. Shit, fuck it. That's still my brother since we back in the trap house." These are amazing quotes, if horrible rap lines. Like, clearly they were valuing like the truth and accuracy of the moment.
Instead of like coming up with bars. Yeah, creativity took a back seat to making sure that the story was out and accurate. Okay.
You know? Context. We want to get that out there first, you know, clearly. Nobody can say I'm lying in these streets. Oh man. I'm like T.I. has been like a lot of people thought he was snitching because of the whole gun stuff years ago that he got off despite getting caught with like an army's worth of machinery. And I feel like this is hard proof that he was snitching, right? Like, you can't keep your mouth shut about your boy peeing on Drake. You know, I feel like you can't keep your mouth shut about anything, right? This is proof to me. Like, T.I. definitely was snitching. And, you know, kudos, because at this point, Who cares? Tell us everything. And that seems to be how T.I. feels. I want to know what got Pete on. Like, what was he wearing?
This is what I want to know. Before I even talk about T.I. backing him up, before I even talk about whether or not T.I. was snitching, and then when he, you know, got caught with all the guns in a place in Atlanta I call T.I. Plaza, because it happened in a tiny little, like, shopping area. That's got a grocery store and a couple of banks and a drugstore. And he was caught right in front of that. And that to me is now T.I. Plaza.
That's awesome.
But I want to know how did it come to pass that anybody peed on anybody in a movie theater?
Yeah.
Like, that's not before we even get to who peed on who and all of that. Why did that happen?
Yeah, there's so much about that that's weird to me. I right off the bat, I didn't know the rappers went to go see movies together. Like, is that a thing?
Yeah. So now I'm wondering, was it like a party?
Yeah. They're like hanging out. Like, I mean, that seems like a shitty party. Like, yo, listen, we gonna rent out the local we're gonna rent out this Lowe's. We're gonna turn up, B. All the buttered popcorn you want. Come through. It's crazy.
I also just need to, I mean, like, was it because of an argument or was someone so drunk that they walked behind stadium seating? Was it directly on Drake's head, or was it like someone was just peeing on an aisle and he stepped in it? Like, I want, but I just know these are the questions that popped in my head.
Yeah.
How did Meek Mill know? Was he at the party? And then why T.I. felt the need to co-sign? Like, yep, I was there. And, you know, and what do we need to hear from T.I.'s man who did the peeing? You know, I just... So many emotions when I read this story.
And the T.I.'s friend who allegedly did the peeing, his name is Terrence Cap Beasley. And I feel like you shouldn't hang out with people named Cap after a certain level of success. And this is why. I knew the second I read the name, like they said, T.I. has now confirmed that his friend Terrence Cap Beasley. I was like, yep, this is the guy that's going, they're going to reveal did the peeing. And then he said, did pee on Drake 10 years ago. I was like, I knew it. It had to be Cap.
I mean, like, what are the other nicknames of people that let you know that they're possibly going to pee on you? What else should I look for?
Cap is up there. Cap is up there for sure.
Okay.
Cap is a big one. Like, there's definitely like certain names. Like, I know like my boy Tooth. You hear the name Tooth, the certain things you have to know are now on the table when you're hanging out with them. You know, it's a possibility.
That's all. No, I get that. I absolutely get that. Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. So it's not that it's a given. It's just be aware the normal rules of like, yo, this isn't socially acceptable.
They may not apply to people like Cap and Tooth.
Cap and Tooth. They got different rules. Different rules. You know?
No, you're right. Yeah, for sure. They're absolutely not.
They're
not playing by our rules.
And I'm not saying don't hang out with them. I'm just saying, you know, to the T.I.'s and the Meek Mills of the world, in 2010, you were already successful. So when you go into this type of party, maybe tell Cap, hey, this ain't for you. You know, I see you at the local barbecue, but you don't come to the party where all my industry people are going to be at.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I feel like that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, like some of you, I mean, you got to be picky about who stays in your weed carrying crew.
Right.
So it can't be all of them. Some you need to be able to keep their ears to the street so that they can take care of any skirmishes on that level.
Right.
And then there are some who are able to assimilate into more like you can come to the party at the movie theater.
Exactly.
And then there are those that can join you at the Grammys or after party. You know what I mean? Like there need to be levels and everybody's got to respect everybody.
That's all it is.
maybe Cap was attempting a move up. You know what I mean? Maybe he was auditioning for like movie theater after party.
Like this is the first party where he was telling everybody, yo, don't call me Cap, call me Terrence.
Right, you know? Exactly. But he's still doing Cap behavior.
Exactly. You got to stick with the name or switch up the act. You know what I mean? But Cap, disappointed in you.
That's true.
Can't upgrade the dude. Tooth is never coming with me to any of my industry events, just so you know.
And also, has Drake responded to the peeing story?
He just seems angry, which I feel like as justified.
He unfollowed.
Yeah. I get that, but that also doesn't feel like enough of a response. I'm almost respecting how like peaceful he's being about this, you know, like at the minimum, he ruined like a leather jacket, you know, like something got like damaged, you know?
Yeah. Like, that's true.
I can't think of a single thing that I wear that if somebody peed on it, you could tell me it's clean enough for me to wear again.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's very true. You definitely have messed up someone's shoes or jacket or whatever. Also, I feel like that is still a Drake move. It's a little passive aggressive, which is kind of how he tends to move.
You know,
Drake may be a little reluctant to go after people now. Because of, you know, Pusher T.
Yeah.
He may be a little reluctant to try and blast folk. Because who knows how many children he's hiding.
he's gonna end up broke by the end of all this.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
More like, and more kids.
If he wants to continue to move the way he moves, he may have decided that battling back is not a thing. So instead, he's going to pull moves like, oh, yeah, well, I unfollowed you and, you know, things like that. And then I'm sure he'll get work it into some sort of rhyme at some point, some sort of bar about T.I., but he's going to, you know, use different initials or he's going to actually use Tip or he's going to do something. And I mean, then someone will explain it to T.I. and then T.I. will get upset. And then those are going to be big words against weeping. And I don't, you know, I just, I mean, I hope they do kind of keep it on social media and don't make songs out of it. Because I don't know if I feel like sitting through 3 minutes of whatever it is their battle's going to be. But I would be okay with scrolling. I'll scroll through it, but I'm not going to push play.
The one thing I did enjoy about this is like, as I've gotten older, like I try to think of my friends like Tooth and Cap, and I definitely don't do those behaviors as often anymore. And being frank, it's not because I don't want to; it's because life has told me I can't. You know, because I'm either not rich enough to pull it off, or like there's social settings that as a parent I can't do that in. T.I. is 40 years old and he's still out here talking about peeing on people. It gives me hope. It's like, yo, never grow up, B, you know?
Oh, for the love of God, please do not let T.I. give you hope.
It's something to aspire to.
The last time T.I. gave somebody hope was when he talked that dude off of jumping from a building, and he's been riding that high ever since.
Listen.
And you only talked one dude off of a building. You know what I mean? This is one guy.
Listen.
Either make it your career or just say, all right, I get that points for that one and keep it moving. But like,
Soleil was ranking system. Save one guy. Pretty good job. You got to get to three before you get the hero.
Hey man, you know, folks jump off of buildings every day. Either be out there in these streets doing this work or don't.
You ain't a hero.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Next story. We have Young Thug's driver says Little Duke beat him to a pulp after a house party. Young Thug's longtime driver is threatening to sue the rapper after he was viciously assaulted after a house party in L.A. Thugger's longtime driver, Derek Thrasher, says he got into a verbal argument with Lil Duke during a party in May, and Thrasher says he left the party to avoid a fight with Lil Duke, who is an artist on Young Thug's label. But all hell broke loose when Thrasher was called to do his job and scoop up Young Thug. That's when Thrasher arrived and attacked him and severely beat him. So, yeah, this is I'm impressed with this man's commitment to do his job. My man said, listen, I don't want no problems with you, but I'm here to pick up Young Thug. I'm a respectful business. I love that there's all of this is happening with gangsta-ass names. Even the driver's, like, normal name is Derek Thrasher. Like, every one of these names sounds so awesome to me. Like, this is a serious article, and the names is, like, Thugger, Thrasher, and Duke.
Yeah. I was like, who is Lil Duke? You know, I'm out of the loop for sure, and I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay. Once you become okay with being out of the loop, just the weight that lifts off your shoulders.
It's freeing.
It's so freeing. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh, okay, well, bad Lil Duke. Don't do that. But who are you? And did you do this so that we would now be talking about you? Or is this like a personal, it sounds like it's a more personal internal Thug Duke Thrasher kind of triangle that maybe, or maybe this was just Duke's, you know, I mean, there are so many theories. You can have so many theories when you truly don't know who any of the people are.
Yeah. And my thing is, like, when you're trying to move up, it's a similar to, you know, the Cap situation. Lil Duke, you are signed to Young Thug's label. Why are you fighting Young Thug's driver? Like, that's below your level of arguments now, right? Like, you shouldn't be fighting with drivers outside. You should be in the event.
Are you upset that you don't have your own driver? Were you catching a ride? Are you actually mad with something going on with you and Young Thug? And you're going to take it out on Thrasher? In which case, that's not fair. Thrasher's just there to drive.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, Young Thug, you got to sign Derek Thrasher. That name is way better than Lil Duke. And it's his legal name. So he's already ahead of the game. Plus, he already got, like, a record. He got pictures of him getting in a fight. I like everything about this guy over Lil Duke. Derek Thrasher, new album.
I do like Thrasher as a name better than... I recently went on a little YouTube run of just some of the rap that's out there because I'm seeing names and I don't know, you know, who they are, and I just want to get an idea as to who or what is happening. And I am a little angry that there is a DaBaby and Lil Baby. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
Why? Why are there two babies at the same time? Someone could have stopped this. Too many babies. And I don't think tonally anyone's going to get them confused. But but who's listening to anything right now? It's too close. I feel like I like Duke bringing Duke back as a name. I wish he wasn't Lil or Young with it. I wish he was another type of Duke. Why are we all Lil and Young? We can be other things.
And it's a limiting name.
I'm glad he wasn't the Duke, but I get it, you know? I want better names for us. I want us to work a little harder on these names that we're giving ourselves.
I agree.
As rappers, it's unnecessary for there to be two baby related names.
But my kid brother, he's 19. He was trying to, like, put me on to the latest music, and he shares a whole playlist. I like none of the songs, not a single track I related to. But I got annoyed at a similar moment, right? Because it was Lil Baby and DaBaby, and they have a song together called Baby.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. It came out last year. And I'm like, this is too far. Like, you guys know, you know, like, this is silly, right? Like, this is a little much. Lil Baby, DaBaby.
Infuriating to me because I had a job for a number of years for this company, and what the company did basically was just kind of track what people listened to and who was popular online and surges and listening and downloading and all that kind of stuff. And then we, you know, just kind of made like informational charts out of it, like chart data type stuff. And that is all stuff that you can do with machinery. You know, you could get computers to scrape the info from the various sites. But what we did is we had computers doing that. And then we had actual humans who knew about music or would research and make sure that our information was completely correct and that everything that was affiliated with a particular song, all the data went to that song. Because it's very easy to just be typing in babies and you don't know who belongs to what, and you don't know who actually gets the credit for the song. Is it actually Lil Babies or Da Babies? Or did they do it solo but together? Or is it on someone's album but someone's single and all that kind of shit?
Yeah.
So I'm hearing you talk about Da Baby and Lil Baby doing a song called Baby, and the hair just went up on my arm. Like, I'm furious because I'm immediately back in that office just like, who the fuck is, we would have just serious, when Snoop Dogg changed his name to Snoop Lion for an album, we had to call a meeting. We had to call all hands on deck meeting. Like, yo, what are we going to do? Do we separate Snoop Lion, even though it is Snoop Dogg? And we all know he's going to go back to Snoop Dogg. Just because he smoked in Jamaica doesn't mean he's Snoop Lion forever.
Snoop, like, Snoop it, Lion is awesome. It,
so, like, those were the kind of, this is the kind of thing that we would have to ring a bell and go, okay, everybody, conference room, we got to figure out what to do with these goddamn babies.
That is the greatest job ever, first of all.
It really was. I do miss it. I do miss it.
I enjoyed Snoop Lion a little bit more just because he was already successful. And it was, it's just nice to see people that I admire have bad ideas. You know, it's like, all right. Like, all right, it's not just me. We don't all hit home runs every time up to bat, Snoop. It's cool.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Gin and Juice was a classic, but yeah, you might have missed the boat on this Snoop Lion nonsense. Oh, man, that's awesome. let's see here. President Trump blasts Fauci, calls him an idiot after Fauci attacks him on 60 Minutes. So, yeah, Trump hit him up on Twitter, as he does. Dr. Tony Fauci says we don't allow him to do TV interviews. Yet I saw him last night on 60 Minutes, and he seems to get more airtime than anybody since the late, great Bob Hope. Yo, he threw Bob Hope under the
Whoa!
All I asked of Tony, yo, he's dropping like the solo names now. All I asked of Tony is that he make better decisions. He said no mask and let China in.
Oh my God. Trump is what? Okay, Trump is for sure taking these steroids every day, right?
Yeah, he's got to be on something.
Like, right? Because I feel like, allegedly, of course, but I feel like, he can't, like, he's just, his energy now, I don't know if it's because he thinks he might be near the end.
Yeah.
But he does truly hate it when anyone who's supposed to be working for him gets any sort of press more than what he gets.
Yeah, of course. This dude's all about attention.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, him going after Fauci is just like, yeah, sure, of course you're going to be mad because we love him, except for the people who are trying to kill Tony. And I saw that he doesn't run anymore. He power walks and he's got like a security detail.
Oh my goodness.
That rolls with him. Dr. Fauci now has a security detail because of so many death threats.
Mostly from Trump, apparently. Like,
this yeah.
I gotta say, like, it warmed my heart a little bit when he called him Tony. Like, I just thought that was cool. Like, it was like
probably
a real, like,
does not like being called Tony.
Yeah.
Which is precisely why that's a thing that I feel like Trump is good at, knowing there's something that you don't like and then just beating it just over the head and shoulders. Just like, well, Tony, I mean, you know, we're close enough that I can call him Tony. No, you're not. I'm sure you're not.
Anthony ain't even his first name.
He hasn't been called Tony since like 11th grade. And but yeah, he's just, you know, Tony's out here flexing for the people. I thought he said he wasn't gonna, you know, it's just Trump's whole energy is just, ugh, I'm a messy bitch.
And also, like, other people have been on TV since Bob Hope. Like, Like, how is that your, like, top reference since the late
great? That's what I'm talking about.
My man, Wilder.
I love, and I bet he threw that out there like, this is going to get him. Yo, I got him on this one.
I will give him this. Those were better bars than Meek and T.I. dropped.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
This was hard. I give him that.
Yeah, like, for sure.
This was the opposite, if anything. Like, it's not factually accurate, but the bars is on point. I give him that. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Oh, man. Just reaching for names. I hope, like, the next ones are just, like, he just goes way back. You know what I mean? He's just like, yo, I hadn't seen gams like that on a girl since. You know what I mean? I want him to, like, truly regress and just, like, just start using words like that.
It's coming. It's coming. He's got three months left, right? Just about?
Just about, hopefully.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get all of the realest Trump stuff. I feel like there's a level that he's held back, and he's gonna be like, "Oh, word, I'm losing. I bet I'm gonna just go throw haymakers right now."
That may be the case, but I also feel like he seems like a take my ball and go home early kind of person.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're really playing him, he's done all of this distractions, whatever, but say the both of you are playing some sort of game and you've already, and you're playing someone who has already either not told you all of the rules or changed the rules as you're going along. And say that despite all of these obstacles that person has thrown at you, you are starting to win and it is getting neck and neck. And now you're winning and now you're getting to the end. And that person, say, unplugs the Atari and runs out of the room. This is not based on anything in real life that may have happened with me and a sibling. This is all just off the dome, perhaps.
Oh, man. I got labeled a sore loser in junior high school, and I still to this day don't feel like it was fair. I don't care what they say. Like, them dudes is grimy, and I don't care. So I was playing football, all right, and it was a close game. My team lost, right? So okay. I was like, all right, I want to go home. Now, I was angry about losing, admittedly, right? Sure. I get that. Definitely angry. And I think I'm justified in wanting to not play no more. But the reason they called me a sore loser is because it was my football, so I want to go home. And they're like, yo, can we keep playing with the football, since you want to leave, we want to play. And I just moved to this block, so I ain't know nobody in this park. So, like, while I was angry, and I was trying to build new relationships, I'm not trying to do that at the cost of this football, you know?
Gotcha.
So, like, it turns out they were cool kids, and I got to know them over the course of that year. But, like, on that day, I was like, nah, B, like, I don't know y'all. I'm keeping this football. So I had, like, 15 people, like, just wanting to play football. And I was like, nah, I'm done. I'm going home. And I just went home. And I from my apartment, I could look across the street into the football field. And I just saw, like, 15 dudes just, like, sitting down with their backs against the handball wall because they had nothing to do. And I was like, damn, be like, I really just shut this whole shit down. Oh, man. And I found out, like, after, like, you know, like, one or two of them lived on the block, but, like, some people were, like, taking trains over there. Like, they were, like, they traveled to, like, kick it. And, right. Like, this was all we had to do, and I just ended that. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, no, that definitely sounds like you were a sore loser.
And I get that, but that I wasn't in retrospect. Like, in the moment, I feel like I was right. I'm protecting my property. I feel like if I would have done that after knowing them a year, I'm definitely a sore loser. That's me just keeping the ball out of spite. But I ain't know these kids like that. I was just scouting. You know, these could be the local jerks, and they just happen to put up a good football game. So I was in it. I don't know. I feel right, Shalewa, but.
All right. I will say that you do have to sacrifice a little something if you are trying to make friends.
Yeah, just not my new football.
A football may have been kind of an easy, like, I would have just said, yeah. Personally, I am a sore loser, for sure. and I would have left them the football. Because I no longer play football.
Wow, that's strong.
Yeah. Like, fuck you. You want to keep playing football? Go ahead. I have moved on to other things. I'm a painter now.
I decided during that last touchdown that y'all scored, I changed my whole like artistic personality. Everything.
Right, because of it.
I got new hobbies now.
I don't need this little piddly game. So that's where I would have gone with it.
That's awesome.
It's hard once the guns go cold.